Are you driving a car that could soon be impounded? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, my Vice Chairman, fellow analyst, and good friend, Chuck Michaels.
And this is a very interesting topic, at least as far as I'm concerned, as a constitutional student.
This is a topic that we're going to be talking about today, Chuck, that everybody in our listening audience should be concerned about and be interested in, especially if you own a motor vehicle, which the vast majority of us do. Am I talking about another cash for clunkers offer from the federal government? No, we've been down that road already. What I'm talking about now is a proposal by some state officials, including Governor Kasich, and some state senators to basically make your vehicle potentially a felony. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Although the bill has not been introduced yet, a new proposal has been put forth. It looks like it's going to be sponsored by Senator Jim Hughes, who is from the Columbus area. And as he was in a press conference with Governor Kasich, as they were introducing the governor's new anti-drug campaign. Now, you're stopping yourself and saying, wait a minute. Okay, you're talking about drug dealers here. Why would I feel like I could lose my vehicle? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the proposal that's being put forth. You see, they made this great big deal out of this press conference, and that Kasich's behind this idea. And they announced and they brought out these new highway signs that are about 4 feet across by about 3 feet tall. That says that if you're a drug trafficker, you could face prison time in Ohio. Well, that's all great and well if you want to go out there and warn people and, you know, spend our tax dollars to put up a bunch of signs to warn people of what is already law. That's one thing. But
advertise the obvious, Barry, this is what's funny.
That's
drug
right.
Traffickers go to prison.
No kidding. But the point is that if they'd only stopped there, Chuck, you and I would have just had a good laugh about this. But we stopped laughing because of the next thing that was on the governor's agenda to get at the plague of drug trafficking that we have in Ohio. And what they're doing, and Jim Hughes is probably going to introduce it, is a proposed state law that would make a fourth degree felony. Now, you heard me right, folks, not a misdemeanor, a felony to own a vehicle that has a secret compartment. Now, you know, surreptitiously, this is being put forth as we stop these guys and they've cut out holes in the bottom of their cars and they've hidden this and put secret compartments in and all this other fun stuff. And if you have a vehicle, if you're stopped by the state highway patrolman, you could face, and this is what a fourth degree felony charge comes with, Chuck, could face on conviction 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine, plus you lose your vehicle. Now, this kind of got you fired up, so I'm going to let you roll with this for a little bit, Chuck, because you're the one who brought this one to my attention.
Well, because the article makes it very plain. This is the opening line. A hidden compartment in your vehicle with or without drugs could mean big trouble as Ohio officials get serious about slowing down drug smuggling. Okay, do we want to stop drug smuggling? Yes. Does that mean that I should be liable to have my property stolen because I have a compartment in my car that could possibly be smuggling drugs? This is an absurdity, Barry. They should name this bill the State Automobile Confiscation Allowance Act, because what this will do, and believe me, as we get into this, we will point out how nebulously worded the draft proposal is. This would basically allow the police to decide that, hey, I don't like the look of this car. Let's have a look at it. And it will be used as an excuse to search your car without warrant. If and when one turns up, then your car will be confiscated, whether or not you are hauling any contraband in it. Barry, this is, again, as we've spoken about, this is a tyranny. There is no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to have a car that has as many secret compartments as you want in it, as long as you don't haul illegal items in them.
I guess that James Bond and Batman need to park their cars at the Ohio border before they come into the state.
Well, Batman might be in trouble, period. He's got an awful lot of weaponry in that thing, and apparently he gets a pass because he's the Dark Knight and all that. And besides that, I doubt that they could catch him with that turbine-powered car and all that.
Absolutely. I use that kind of as hyperbole, Chuck, because what they did in this press conference was they rolled out this 2008 Chevy Silverado that a drug dealer had used to try to transport illegal drugs through Ohio. And supposedly they had wired up this vehicle in such a way that you could hide things behind the taillight assembly up into the hollow of the fender wells of this pickup truck. And you open the compartment by have the ignition on, tap the brake pedal, seat lever, and switches on the dashboard at the same time, which would cause the taillight assembly to slide out. So somebody did go to some lengths of trying to wire this in. And honestly, Governor Kasich and Jim Hughes want you to believe that that's the only type of vehicles they're ever going to go after. Okay?
Well, gosh. But they'd come up with a more clever way, like Speed Racer. You just hit a sequence of buttons on the steering wheel and certain things would happen. Like, you know, springs would pop out and the car would jump over ravines and all kinds of stuff. But
that's the whole point is, honestly, the way this is being drafted, because this article is from the Columbus Dispatch from Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. If you read it, if you didn't, that's okay, by Alan Johnson, who's a feature writer at the Dispatch, one of their State House news reporters. Basically, he's seen a draft of the new law, and he says that it describes a hidden compartment as a space, box, or other closed container that is added, modified, or attached to an existing vehicle. But see, ladies and gentlemen, the devil's in the details. You try to, in legislative construction, give it the most common understanding of how words are being used in legislative construction. But if I did that, especially with this language, okay, we've got a closed container that is added to an existing vehicle. So can the police pull you over if you have a thermos setting in between the seats of your car, if they suspect that maybe you're carrying like liquid form of illegal drug? Could they then pull you over? Now, of course, you know, they say on conviction, but the point is they can impound your car immediately and you can lose your car over it. And because it says a hidden compartment with or without drug can get you this fourth degree felony. So what happens if what we have is the specter of, and you and I both know this phrase somewhat, Chuck, selective enforcement.
Enforcement, sure. And the fact is that this will be used as an excuse. For instance, let's talk about some of our friends who do things like drive box trucks around with pictures of the horrors of abortion.
Sure.
Printed on the side. If you don't think that this law will not be used against things like that, then you have your head buried in the sand. This law, if it's ever passed, and we're hoping that you will write your senator and ask them not to co-sponsor this legislation. If this thing is ever passed, this will be instant harassment, and attempts will be made to confiscate trucks based on the fact that somebody maybe has something to hide a computer built into the truck so somebody can't see it and break the window out and steal your computer. On that basis, the attempts will be made to seize vehicles, these trucks, in fact, your property. A lot of vehicles nowadays are coming built in with hidden compartments exactly for that, for laptops, for purses, for wallets, for people that have concealed carry permits. A lot of people modify the inside panels of their driver's side door so they can use their concealed carry permit to keep a gun inside there so that if someone tries to jack their car, they've got their pistol within easy reach. Guess what, folks? According to this nebulous definition, that could get your car confiscated. And don't kid yourself that people with CCWs won't be targeted under this legislation, because they will. Maybe not under the current administration, but we got to stop thinking in terms of we got to give the current governor this power, because the next guy may not be think the same way about guns. And let's face it, the current governor doesn't really have a very good track record on private ownership of weapons.
No, he doesn't. But you know what, Chuck? Above and beyond, I know that this particular part of this issue, it really got your hackles up. Now, me, we and I talked about this offline, and I kind of laughed about it a little bit. I'm even making some jokes about it right now. I know it's not funny, but the part of the governor's press conference that really got my constitutional ire up was the announcement of a brand new special phone number, 677. That's for you to anonymously report to law enforcement possible drug activities. Now, Chuck, I honestly, you know what? There could be a lot of these phone calls, these anonymous phone calls being made, and people being pulled over, harassed, or otherwise accosted by police who are doing nothing with drugs, have no relation to drug activity, but because somebody who sees something and their imagination runs wild picks up the phone and dials this special number so that they can be a good citizen and help. Because obviously, as Kasich said, a lot of the people that are dealing these drugs are after our kids. So it's okay for you to be an anonymous informant against your neighbors.
Two observations here. First of all, the number should be changed to 666.
Well, that's neither here nor there, but yeah.
The second being that one of the readers of this article commented in the dispatch and made probably one of the best comments that goes right to your point, and that is, I'm going to quote from that letter.
Okay.
Good. Now I can dial 677 to report that my no good ex has a supposed quote unquote construction toolbox attached to his Ford F-250. I always suspected him of doing no good with that thing. Tools? Yeah, right. And then I'll let them know about the plastic storage thing he added behind the seat that supposedly holds roadside flares, a flat repair kit, coveralls, and tools that he claims he doesn't want stolen. In other words, this is a perfect spousal, girlfriend, jilted lover revenge tool.
Oh, it could very well be that. And we'd have to look because, you know, Kasich announced this number. So this is already in place. I think we're going to have to go back and dig a little bit to find out, number one, what legislation put this in place? What was buried in the budget bill is my guess that our legislators passed and rubber stamped to allow them to have this particular number. But number two, we're going to have to look at this new proposal that's coming out from Senator Jim Hughes to find out if they didn't realize that they're going to stick their necks out on this and they're going to have to tweak something in this new legislation in order to keep this from becoming that particular kind of problem. Now, I agree with you, Chuck. I see this as being a massive invasion of privacy to get at something that they could more easily get at by just having stiffer penalties for,
exactly,
for drugs and forcing drug dealers to have to pay restitution.
There's already a law against this, Barry, and it's a criminal tools violation. The most frightening part of this, that goes again to your point, the last paragraph in the article. The new road signs with both white and blue backgrounds will be erected on numerous highways, particularly interstates just inside Ohio state lines. The money for the signs comes from drug-related property forfeitures.
Yes, and the 677 number is being provided at no cost to the state by a consortium of cellular companies. So in other words, our cell bills are paying for this.
That's right. You want to bet that this was quote-unquote voluntary? This was done in lieu of some regulatory concessions almost without doubt.
Without a doubt. This doesn't just happen in the kindness of their heart.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all this is going to do is jack up the price of your phone bill once again with some hidden fee. This is a growing problem, Barry, and that is the fact that police agencies get to confiscate property and they get to sell property they've confiscated and keep the money. This has turned into, in many cases, a racket. And believe me, this law is fodder to make that racket even worse. This is essentially local police department revenue enhancement that a lot of them are losing revenue because of people are moving. They're not going to mayor's court. They go to county court because they don't get a fair shake in a mayor's court. And these guys have to enhance revenue somehow. And they're doing it with this kind of nonsense, confiscating property. And the property confiscation laws are already flimsy. And this is completely flimsy. I have to tell you that we are unfortunately out of time once again.
I figured we might be. So, folks, make sure that you take all of your thermos bottles, hidden key compartments, and everything else off your vehicles because you could end up losing your car and paying $5,000 plus going to jail for 18 months if this law that Jim Hughes is about to introduce would become law.
And make sure you don't haul a trailer because, according to the way this thing looks like it's written, a trailer could also be an attached closed compartment. with that, I will say join us tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.